Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tyler Walsh with us.
You remember your first bomb? You never forget your first bomb, do you?
Oh, bomb. Yeah. I thought you said bong. I was going to say both.
Yeah.
I remember bombs from... Oh, yeah. I remember my first very well.
Yeah. They all kind of run together at a certain point.
But I could definitely go through and pick you out a handful of ones that stick out in my brain.
Yeah. Open it up for Bruce.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first.
Yeah. Is that usually the first time you go out? Does anybody go out and kill the first time?
But do you consider an open mic, when you're first starting out with comedy, when you go on stage the first one or two times, and one of those times you're not going to kill the whole time anyway. So do you consider that a bomb, or you consider your first full show bomb as a bomb?
I think you could bomb it at open mic.
Yeah, I know that.
There'll be a lot of people that do that tonight.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, both. It doesn't count. At a certain point, they're all you get to do is open mics. So they are.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, later on, you're bombing all the time.
Later on, when you bomb at an open mic, you're just like, oh yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah.
But when you first do, you feel like your life's ruined. But then you do it again.
Yeah.
And then you find out you sometimes bomb when people pay you a lot of money to do shows.
But you're calloused enough at that point to accept it. Right?
Yeah.
You get the thick skin.
Convinced. Mm-hmm. I'm still convinced, though, because I've seen so many comedians over the years that are really, really successful and good. I've seen them do the same joke in front of three different crowds, and one kills, one does okay, and one bombs. The exact same joke. So I think a lot of that, you guys know this better than anybody, is you do it, how that audience feels sitting there. And if anybody jumps at the laugh right away, all that stuff's got to take into play, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Because why would a one joke just kill? And then the same joke bomb.
Well, you're talking to a different group of people.
Right, the crowd
is obviously
the variable there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only variable
is the people.
What changes later is there could be so many more times that you would have called it a bomb, but you don't bomb because you just know how to stay in the pocket now.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Like, so
a bomb out, right?
A bomb now would be for me if I told a couple jokes that didn't work and I go, yeah, you guys hate that. And then I'm like, oh, now I just know how to get them, you know, where they.
You bet you get them, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you consider a bomb changes?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
All right, here's my organic way of bringing the story up. You were telling a story off the air. It's very funny. Tell it now on the air.
Wow. Seamless. Hall of Fame.
That was my joke. All right.
And I didn't know you were trying to do that.
And you guys laughed. So yeah, Walsh telling the story about him fishing yesterday. Go ahead.
What?
Okay, I just...
I know, but this is actually funny.
You just cued him to tell a fishing story?
Well,
what world
more involved
are we living in?
Fishing is the reason he's there at this place.
I have to reevaluate all of my reality.
Well, you wait. You'll love this story.
I guess I'll save the fishing story I was going to bring up for next time you're here.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
I was going to work into
do
a fishing
story. Do that on your podcast,
story.
You guys.
I'll just preface this with I have been bamboozled by homeless people several times.
Right.
Yes. I have been grifted into uncomfortable situations.
With homeless people. Yeah.
One guy took your money, didn't he?
Yes, $100.
Yeah.
I'm very...
You don't trust everybody. I get that.
I was fishing.
You hate homeless people. You don't trust them. You know.
I was fishing in a pond where you should never look somebody in the eyes.
Okay.
Because you do
like the
have a conversation with you, right?
Yeah. Yes, because it's just full of... This is a place where a lady walked by me and yelled, "You're not going to catch crap." Yeah, they're just all... They have a gnarled outlook on life at this place.
They heckle fishermen.
Yeah. Yes. And this guy yells at me. He's messing around by a fence. He yells, "Hey!" And I look, and I'm like, oh, I looked the bear right in the eyes.
Yeah.
And then he knew. He kept yelling. And then I kept ignoring him, and now he walks right up to me. And he's, I'm like, God, I'm starting to turn. And he goes, "No, man, look." And he had a blackbird in his hands.
Yeah.
Wrapped in fishing line and wanted me to save this bird with him.
Oh, the bird was still alive.
Yes, the bird was alive.
Okay.
But he asked you what first?
If I had a knife.
Right. And you don't want to bring a knife
out of
a homeless guy.
I had a knife. It was in some situations, it would have been all right to let this bird die.
Right.
and that's what happened.
I thought about letting the bird die. Not because I don't like animals, but because I thought later I was going to be in bed with this dude.
So you feel bad, you pull out the knife?
Yeah, so then I was like, I got a knife. So he comes back over, he holds this bird, tells me his weird life story, and we cut this fishing line off this bird and then had a very ceremony. He let it fly away. He's like, "Thanks, man.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks."
So you that's why I was yelling at you then?
Yes.
Tell him what he says at the end here when you say
you
to him.
You bonded with that guy.
Tell him how this ends. Tell him how this ends.
He goes, "All I wanted for you was to save the bird." I was like, I know, but you were yelling at me. I was just trying to say, you know, you got to ignore guys like you.
Right. Yeah.
he goes, "Oh, I get it, man." Yeah, who knows what I was yelling about?
I get it, man. You shouldn't be listening to me. I love that. But did he walk away or hang out with you for a while?
No, he hung around for 10, 15 more minutes. So that's where I'm talking about. It might have been never mind. Yeah. I like animals. Save the animals.
I would have done the same thing. All right, Travis.
Probably took a bat out and just beat the hell out of the bird and killed it.
No,
right there
I would have saved that bird because it had a chance.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, I'm laying up after my vasectomy last Thursday. Thank you for years of sitting me at ease about all this. But all the talk about busted nuts and ripped holes and taints are really stressing me out. Thank you for putting up the podcast of the live show. I was at home icing my boys. Thank you, Tyler Walsh, for the Delta Dawn joke.
Yep.
And Nick for the Cottonmouth Kings reference. Keep up the good Lord's work from Travis. Good one here, too, from Joe. or Joseph. The best way I found to describe porn to my kids is by relating it to WWE wrestling.
I like this.
They're super athletes that perform acts that are impossible for most humans. Most of them are using performance-enhancing drugs and engage in a ton of prep work in order to put on an entertaining scripted show. But there are only a handful of finishing moves in porn.
Yeah, and the power driver is not one of them. You might bust your head. Oh, we did. Oh, we talked about that stand-up 69 might end up in a power driver,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
By the way, that email concerning, he just didn't email us say, hey, talk to your kids about porn. But we talked earlier about a guy wanted to know how to do it when he knows.
It was a woman who had
started
a,
out saying, yeah. Hey, the best way I describe porn to my kids, like you wouldn't say every day, just talk porn.
When your kids get home today, really let them
just
know what's
bring it up.
Yeah.
I know you don't really watch or don't care about it, but hey, I'm going to talk to you about porn right now.
Is that about 13? That was the son's age that the lady said she wanted to talk to her son about porn.
We all get excited about ladies around 13 or 14 for sure, you know?
So that's probably the best time to have the talk.
Sexually, I mean, you start boning up pretty good there at 13, plus I'll tell you that.
Well, that 20 years.
Plus was always saying that.
I mean, 25, 30 years ago, age probably would have been more like 15, 16, 17, wouldn't you say, before iPhones?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the age gets earlier and earlier.
Right, because it's more accessible.
It totally does, yeah.
Well, the internet, by the time I was in high school, we had the internet. It took forever for the boobs to show up on the screen. But,
right. Well, I was thinking.
And then your biggest fear was that your mom was going to come home when you were printing it out.
Yeah.
Well, when that lady was reading that email, I was thinking about how great it would be to sit with your buddies in junior high with your iPhones and just look at what they're doing.
It would have been amazing, except I think, once again, even though it's out there and it's not going to go away, it's also not what's going to happen.
No.
Eventually it will, for lucky guys. And, you know, we all eventually got lucky, but, you know.
You should have whipped your phone out with the homeless guy.
Watch porn with him.
Yeah. We could watch Gusher Girls together. Yeah.
You're always afraid you end up in bed with a guy for some reason.
Do you like big jugs, man?
I know homeless. I guess this guy was not near as tall as you, right?
No.
You could have beat him.
And are there members of the homeless population that have phones, smartphones?
Oh, yeah, most of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think if you have any of life's creature comforts, the phone is probably one of the first.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of homeless people, you know, want to be on the streets. Mental illness and things like that. It's sad, though. It's sad, right? Yeah. We hooked up a guy with a phone years ago, a homeless guy. Built him a shed, too.
Yeah, we built the guy a little house.
We built him a shed?
Yeah. We built a tiny house before tiny houses were cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Is the lease up on that by chance?
There are some members of the community and former members of this show that think homeless people enjoy being homeless.
No, they don't.
No.
That they want to be there.
On the back of...
Because a regular gym...
I'm looking at it right now. This is one good thing about the CD, Todd. On the back of Hair Lip, has you and me standing by that shed that a bunch of volunteers from the... built it with our homeless buddy. Yeah.
Whose name escapes me at the moment.
Yeah, me too. He's passed since. But we gave him a cell phone, and we gave him beer, and gave him a shed.
Is the shed still around?
Did the shed have a toilet in it?
You know what? That shed... We heard stories about that shed over the years.
It's downtown somewhere.
Down towards in North Omaha. That whole area might even be developed by now. Who knows?
Did it have like power and plumbing?
No.
Oh, no. Just shelter.
Oh.
There was a story about him living with his dog in the local rag. And we just got on it. And we said, let's build this dude a house. And we took crap from even homeless advocates. Because they said he shouldn't do this. I think, come on, we just want to give the guy a place to sleep, you know?
So, why were they saying he shouldn't do it?
I don't. Well, because
we're enablers.
We're enablers.
That made us enablers.
Oh, he
especially if we gave him like four cases of beer, you know?
Dude was like in his 70s. Like, man,
he was in his 70s.
He lived a hard life. Let him have a roof over his head.
And we made him a star for a little bit too. You know, local media didn't. Covered because they hate us.
No, you would have thought we bought a truckload of alcohol to the reservation.
Right, you know, right.
We were treated the same way.
No, we didn't do that bit. You know. Yeah, if you remember that guy's name, but yeah, the back cover of our CD Hair Lip, we're on that picture with that dude.
Yeah, but you'll never find them because they've all been destroyed.
I could go home and listen to it, but I don't want to do that.
No, listen to it. Just look at the back cover, man.
Well, no, just to find out the guy's name.
Yeah. I forgot what it is exactly. Tyler Walsh with us. Come on back.
You're-
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.